FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Looking forward to the Super Bowl? These folks certainly are.
Energy built up, ready to let it out. Just excited.
What are you most excited for?
The game, the party, the atmosphere.
The game airs on CBS and will stream on Paramount Plus. Former President Trump attacking President Biden in his classified documents case.
The special counsel's report tries to let Biden off by claiming that he is too mentally incompetent to convict a child.
President Biden was not charged. Former President Trump was charged in his classified documents case. The UN's humanitarian aid coordinator says the crisis in Rafah in the Gaza Strip is beyond comprehension.
We are really fearful of the horrific nature of where we are. It could only ever get worse, and it's unimaginable you thought it could get worse.
James McGoldrick tells the BBC more than a million Palestinian civilians are huddled in Rafah facing hunger and other crises. CBS News Brief.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Moan.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a three-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the one-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette gets a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 7th ranked Marquette defeated St. John's 86-75. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Happy National Marquette Day, everybody. That was a terrific second half effort by our entire group. I thought St. John's came in here with great desperation. Anytime you beat a team by one the last time and they have a shot at the buzzer to win it, they're going to feel some kind of way about that.
The Golden Eagles have now won 7 in a row. The number 11th ranked Badgers suffering a stunning loss at Rutgers, 78-56. 22 points, the biggest win over a ranked team in Rutgers basketball history. Wisconsin has now lost 4 in a row. I'm in Las Vegas covering Super Bowl 58, where Jordan Love did some interviews, and I asked him about the slump the Packers went through.
Yeah, it was a tough stretch we had. We went on a 4-game losing streak, but I'm proud of everybody for being able to turn around.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. From Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies will gradually turn sunny today. Highs near the 40-degree mark. Light west winds of 5 to 10. In the overnight, mostly clear mid-20s. Sunshine mid-40s on Monday. More sunshine Tuesday. cooler with upper 30s. Currently 26 degrees.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Lurgani and the music of the star. Middle of February. And the month of letting your partner have the last slice of pizza. That's love. Or doing a romantic dinner. Sitting with them and they binge watch their favorite movie. Sometimes the best way to get the message across is just to listen to great music. The music of the stars and across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. Happy month of February. Here's some feel-good music for you. Maybe it'll tug at your heartstrings. Some of these tunes you might keep humming all through the week. It's the music of the stars. Been on the air since 1992 in various forms. St. Valentine's weekend. Francis Lay wrote this tune. It doesn't look like it wants to play. Let's see. I made a poem. I made a poem.
let's just get on from something like that. Francis Lay, what do we know about him? Now, I didn't mean to keep you bored with talk about these love songs, but that one, love songs in the movies, that's where most of them are written, you know, for movies. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. All right. What a start to the program. Okay. Let me just throw that one away. Somewhere there's damage. Say, let's get into an educational thing on compact discs. Did you know what sells more than compact discs now? True story, vinyl records are outselling compact discs once again. I said once again because that's happened before. One second here. Don Rosen, who's on with a wonderful show, 6 till 8 o'clock on most of these Civic Media radio stations, cleaned these compact discs out and the machine that plays them. Let's get something else on the air. Well, we're going to be on there till midnight on most of these Civic Media radio stations. This is Friends Waxman from Rebecca. I was going to save this till later, but now, as good a time as any for a great love story. Joan Fontaine, Laurence Olivier, became me, Sir later, and Leo G. Carroll. Seen Rebecca. Maxim de Winter and Joan Fontaine. Maxim de Winter has Manderley, her new husband's massive family estate, on a windswept English coast. After a whirlwind romance. But there's a shadow. Maxim's first wife, Rebecca. There's a secret there. There always is, isn't there? The housekeeper knows it. The sinister Mrs. Danvers. Thank you.
Welcome to TCM. I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Up next, we have a pair of Oscar-winning films featuring journalists working in dangerous settings overseas. First, the story of an ill-fated romance set against the backdrop of the Chinese Civil War. From 20th Century Fox in 1955, love is a many-splendored thing. Set in Hong Kong in the late 1940s, the film stars William Holden as a married American war correspondent who falls in love with a Eurasian doctor, played by Jennifer Jones, who wasn't. They face several obstacles to their romance, notably intolerance of their different national backgrounds. There's also the matter of Holden's wife, who refuses to grant him a divorce. Love is a Many Splendored Thing was adapted from a novel by a physician of mixed European and Asian descent, Han Su-yin, who used her own experiences to tell the story. In 1949, Su-yin fell in love with journalist Ian Morrison, who Holden's character is based on. The title song by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster was already a popular tune by the time the movie was released, and it would go on to win the Best Song Oscar. Love is a Many Splendored Thing is also notable for employing several members of Hollywood's Asian community, including Richard Liu, Key Luke, Beulah Kuo, Philip Ahn, and James Hong. From 1955, directed by Henry King, shot in CinemaScope, also with Torrin Thatcher and Isabel Elsom. Here's Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Alfred Newman. 20th Century Fox. And these are the four lads.
Touched my silent heart and taught it
Thursday.
I'll never stop loving you, whatever else I may do, my love. Time itself is through. I'll never stop wanting you, and when forever is through, my heart will beat the way it does each time. Question the stars that appear in the skies. So why should I question the stars that appear in my eyes? Of this I'm more than just sure.
Stop loving.
Here's something for you to book passage on an ocean liner. With the best exquisite champagne. Looking out over the blue yonder of the sea, surrounded by the beautiful people. And now you're part of the action. Barry White, Gene Page. Ago. Barry White. When summer would never end. Of the stars. Thanks for being here, everybody. See, it's got lyrics.
Love. stood by the iron gate leading to the drive. And for a while I could not enter, for the way was barred to me. Then, like all dreamers, I was possessed of a sudden with supernatural powers and passed like a spirit through the barrier before me. The drive wound away in front of me, twisting and turning as it had always done. But as I advanced, I was aware that a change had come upon it. Nature had come into her own again, and little by little had encroached upon the drive with long, tenacious fingers. On and on.
Franz Waxman from Rebecca.
Mistress of Vandeley. To be perfectly frank with you, my dear, I can't see you doing it. You haven't the experience. You haven't the faintest idea of what it means to be a great lady. Of course, you know why he's marrying you, don't you? You haven't flattered yourself that he's in love with you. Fact is, that empty house got on his nerves to such an extent, he nearly went off his head. He just couldn't go on living alone.
You mustn't worry about old Max and his moods. One never knows what goes on in that quiet mind of his.
I wonder if I did a very selfish thing in marrying you.
We're happy, aren't we? Terribly happy.
How can I answer you? And I don't have the answer myself. Happiness is something I know nothing about.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking,
Shore on the Music of the Stars. Jimmy Van Heusen wrote it. Johnny Burke.
Come to take you home.
Wait just a minute, will you? I want you to hear this.
All right.
Why don't you try it?
All right.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound. I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling
and Ella Fitzgerald.
February 8th, 1964. This is a night that two people especially will always remember, Bud and Lillian Weisenborn. We know what this night means to Bud, and we know what it means to lovely Lillian. We know that the number 32 is very significant to all of us here tonight. To Lillian and Bud, it means something more, something very beautiful. For it was 32 years ago that these two blended their lives as one in the beautiful state of marriage. I know that sometimes in the deep of night when sleep won't come, Lillian finds relaxation and comfort in soft music heard on a certain radio station and hosted by a fellow named Franklin McCormick. And so, on this night, I would like very much to open the old book of memories for Lillian and Bud and speak the words that I'm sure Bud has had in his heart all of these years for Lillian. Why do I love you? I love you not only for what you are, for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool in me, and for laying firm hold of the possibilities of the good in me. I love you for closing your eyes to the discords in me and for adding to the music in me by worshipful listening. I love you because you are helping me to make of the lumber of my life not a tavern, but a temple. And of the words of my everyday, not a reproach, but a song. I love you because you have done more than any creed to make me happy. Done it without a word, without a touch, without a sign. You have done it by just being yourself. Perhaps, after all, that is what love means.
In its stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately, I seem to walk as though I had wings. Bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. Gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. We'll be right back.
to walk as though I had wings. Bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in, feeling like someone in, feeling like someone in love.
Sammy Davis Jr., music from
Where is Love?
Jimmy Van Heusen.
Does it fall from skies above?
Sammy from Oliver.
Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she, who I close my eyes to see? Sweet hello that's meant for only me. Who can say where she may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I beside that someone who I can mean something to? Say where she may hide. Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to?
Lionel Bart wrote this. From Oliver, the music of the stars. Of these civic media stations.
Thank you.
This is the music of the stars. WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Now stand by for news and weather. Paul Desmond.
Streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.